Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 6. Everyone's back together. Shane is the new subject, and David is a piece of work. It's episode 6. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
New Ariana Grande.
Hey. Love you, bye.
Yes, it is Monday. Welcome to After Buzz. It's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. Yes, we are here. I am Hollywood Lee and I am your host. That was Ariana Grande for a split second.
18 seconds
exactly.
To be exact.
Exactly.
I feel like it was sped up too.
We need
anyways.
More. I think it probably was. Sorry, guys.
Oh. That's
my Josh. Mistake. Josh, we'll talk about it afterwards. I'm just kidding. So let's open up. It's episode 6. It's titled Rumors. We were going to play Lindsay Lohan Rumors, but then I saw a photo of her on Instagram. It scared me. Ugh, it's terrifying. I don't know what's happening over there in Greece.
Don't want to know.
Yeah, but let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County. We have a lot to talk about. The girls have been tweeting me. We might have Emily come on the show next week, but let's find out who's here. I am your host, Hollywood Lena, and I have my full panel with me today.
Hey, guys. Hey, girls. I'm Thomas Rulina, and you can find me at Thomas Rulina.
Hey, guys. I'm Maite Carrillo.
Giggly girls over here.
You make us laugh.
You know what? It's Monday. It's Housewives of Orange County. You have to giggle. And it's VMA night.
It's VMA night. I'm wearing a Britney t-shirt because...
Perfect.
She's the queen.
She is the queen.
And I'm the queen of AfterBuzz, so let's just get going.
He is.
I don't think so.
We open up with Shannon, who is the queen of Bravo, apparently.
She is
like the most liked housewife in housewife history. People just love Shannon.
I'm just going to go straight into my poll. Actually, I'll pull it up as you continue on.
Pull it out, baby. We've been waiting.
All of the comments are like, Shannon is hashtag the best housewife.
She's 53 years young, and she's starting a business. QVC, which is huge. It's not exactly starting a business. You're getting endorsed by one of the biggest companies visually ever that's on TV.
Yeah. Amazing.
She invites the girls over at the end of her photo shoot, and she reveals status with David. He hasn't hired an attorney, therefore dragging it out. What do we think about this?
First of all, I thought Shannon looked beautiful. I thought the blue popped. I think, like, I'm excited for her business.
Royal blue!
I'm excited for her business venture. I think all the women finally are getting to see Shannon do something outside of talking about her personal problems. Going to my poll here, 70%. Shannon is leading this poll by a landslide. Shannon at 70%. Kelly
at 15%.
Who's your favorite housewife this season?
Exactly. It's always people love Shannon. When I say anything about Shannon, they just come after me. Come after me.
Yeah, but I love that she is working on herself and her business, and it's all kind of coming together for her. And I love that the women came to rally with her.
Yeah. I love my moments with Shannon.
It's really exciting, too, because she's just ending a divorce. And so she's doing that fresh start really quickly. And then the fact that she's been doing this, I think she said, for like a few months. And she's not been with David for 6 months. Like, this is a huge deal for her. So it's exciting. I can't wait to
see
the final
now.
Pictures. Yeah.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I said, I like my moments with Shannon because they fluctuate. They're not always the same. So I feel like I've said this 1,000 times on every show that I've been on that has a Housewives franchise. The women fluctuate, you know, they are at the mercy of the public. And sometimes we love them and sometimes we have to give them a little trouble. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, obviously, I said in my intro that Shane was the subject.
Oh,
and I felt like that came up everywhere. Emily reveals with the girls at Shannon's that, you know, he threw Gina out. Mm-hmm. Therefore, planting the seed that is going to be what we're going to talk about the entire episode. This seed is going to grow into this little plant that I don't know if it's going to turn into a full-blown tree that's going to end up at the reunion, but no matter what, we are going to talk about it. And tweet us. Let us know how we're doing. We love that you're in the chat with us, and thank you for downloading us on iTunes. And tweet the housewives that you want to see them in AfterBuzz, especially Emily and Gina. They're the new ones, and this is what we're talking about right now. The whole Gina thing is this big thing. We want to know, are you Team Shane or Team Emily?
I mean, yeah. Let's all think. Did Shane realize that this was going to be a major part of the storyline? Because if he didn't, I just don't feel sorry.
I don't think he knew.
I don't feel sorry for these.
He had no idea. He had absolutely no idea what he was doing.
I just think for anybody that comes on these shows, anything that goes on, you have to be ready. You're mic'd the entire time. And if he wanted a moment, Shane, you got it.
It's because he gets away with it. If he gets away with it with Emily, what makes you think he won't get away with it, like, now?
Well, it's just, it's housewives, husband's history. When you insert yourself, oh, it gets bad. Yeah. You know, we've all seen it with Peter and NeNe.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not good.
It always gets in there. But we're going to get to Gina, and we're going to get to Shane, and we're going to get to Emily. It's basically what the entire episode about. But we fluctuate because the girls are back together. We like that. Everyone's getting along. We're not talking about Michael anymore. I think it might be over. Coda Insurance continues to grow.
Yes.
Vicky is drinking Fireball and doing a commercial.
I love that. That was epic. I love how her partner brought three because she knew that everybody needed to have shots in this meeting.
Yeah, low-key.
It's polite.
Yeah, I would be down to hear an episode, a radio talk show, late night episode with her. I think it would be hilarious if she were, like, you know, if we're driving back home from work at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and you're hearing her say all these, like, sexual things.
She would have to have, like, some wine, and she would have to be whooping it up.
Oh, she would be whooping it up. Like, I don't think she would.
Fun Vicky, you know? She hasn't been fun for a minute, so.
She's only fun when her boyfriend is around.
Well, he doesn't do PDA, and her and Megan are in the car, and they're obviously moving on from the Michael thing, and they're talking about Gina, because everyone seems to be talking about it, and everyone seems to be Team Gina. So Vicky brings up the Mormon thing, and along with the Mormon thing, she brings up that she likes to be naked and have cocktails.
She's like, what, you don't drink? She's
how do we like, feel about PDA drink? With our mans? Maite?
I like it. I love it. I dig it. If you show affection, I mean, why not show affection back? You know, it's kind of like he was just at a standstill. But yeah, I'm not like PDA where it's like in front of everybody's face. It's more like little comments here and there. But I dig it. I don't think she was going over
comments
either.
Or physical touching, kissing.
A little bit of both.
Groping.
Have
no groping. No groping.
No groping. That's Thomas. So tragic.
Yeah.
I'm fine with
It's groping. A tragedy.
It's a tragedy. I'm fine with it. I like PDA. I think it's cute. If it's done tastefully. We're not like trying to do things that we would do behind closed doors in a public
That's
form.
Interesting. Just, well, my...
Save it for after the bar, after the club.
My partner's Asian. He does not do PDA.
Really?
And I feel like it's part of the culture, like... You know,
do you do PDA? Have you attempted?
I love PDA. You know,
I can see Lee in PDA.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I'm just a ham in general. You know what I mean.
You know what? Too at times you could get really handsy, and you know some people are just like grabbing on like this. Others just speak with their words. You know
exactly. I'm just a natural flirt, though. You know what I mean. So I'm just probably always in the mood. Gina and Emily are now back together. There's no petty fight, she says. And like Erica Jane says, the more you talk about stuff, the worse it gets. The worse it gets.
I love me.
And we're just talking about it. It's becoming a thing. And
it needs to be a thing. I'm glad it's a thing because they need a thing.
They need a storyline?
They need a thing. So if we're going to drag this out, and it's actually interesting because it's not really about the women. It's about Shane. So that's what makes this even more of an interesting because it's a triangle.
Yeah, it was interesting that everyone, I feel like this episode kept on comparing their past relationships to the relationships of these women.
I feel like it's kind of natural, though. We do base our opinion based on what we know and what we've experienced.
True.
I know, but they just like...
The only difference is they've had really messed up.
Yeah, it's like so extreme of a comparison, you know?
So, yeah, and now they're trying to say, well, because my marriage was so heavy and so extreme, that means that her marriage is the same way, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're implying, but... It's not what's true.
I still don't think that Emily has really brought the side that I think is in her, which is a little bit more of a stronger personality, a little bit more fierce. Well,
it's episode
fierce.
Six. It's a little bit more six. Fierce.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think this is the best it's going to get.
Really?
Yeah. And I think I think Gina has a little bit more to give.
Like what I don't see.
What about the little preview for next episode? Emily knows how to throw little dicks.
I don't know what Emily's button is, because every housewife has a button. Like, you can't with Candy, you can't talk about her family, you can't talk about, you
can't
know,
talk about her mama.
You can't talk about Mama Joyce, but with Emily, I'm not sure where everything
I think
you
we're
know?
Gonna see it. You guys, it's episode six. We have a lot to cover. I think a lot's gonna happen. We have to have faith.
I'm just excited.
Okay, we have to have faith.
You never know. I feel like it is gonna get personal, and once you start talking about the husband, you know, and the husband's so involved, I think it kind of rocks the foundation. So I feel like there is going to be some juice flowing from the orange.
It's interesting because Gina said she was going to let it go because she didn't want to embarrass Emily. And the fact that Emily was the one to talk about it, it's like, girl, you just dug yourself a hole.
Well, Emily might have something here because she knows being on this show, you cannot not talk about things. You're not going to be on the show next season. So I think
you try to hide something too, the more obvious that thumb is going to stick out. We're going to talk about the most.
Yeah. Like, I think outside of the show, if you don't want something to be brought up, then obviously don't talk about it. But for purposes of drama and a reality show, Emily kind of maybe is playing the right game.
She is playing the right game. I feel like in her scenes, she comes up to her husband and is asking the questions that are provoking this conversation that I'm sure he doesn't really want to have on camera. But this is what this signed up for, and they're doing it. I have faith that there's going to be more juice coming out of the orange. And especially now that everybody's involved, everyone has something to say about it.
Yes.
You know? I do too. We do too.
We have a lot to say.
Well, let's get together. The girls are getting together for lunch. Shannon feels nothing for David. This is what she's announcing. Mm-hmm. And Tamara wants to set her up professionally with a matchmaker.
She says she needs to get on a stallion.
Right. Why didn't we have Patty come in instead of April?
I love Patty.
I was thinking that same thing. She's a
Patty needs to come back to Bravo because I stopped watching Patty once she went to the other networks.
Oh, WeTV. I followed her. I love her.
It's a loyal fan right here.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. We love Patty.
But April is the matchmaker. That's what she shows up. Kelly's talking about the milkman, the lawyer, the no names.
The milkman.
We're not at the milkman.
I like that Kelly's talking about no name men's. Just no names. No, I like
it's
the nickname.
Good. I have friends like that. Like, we don't even say names of the people that
we've seen
date.
It on Sex and the City for like 10 years. Mr. Big. Hello. Yeah.
It's better that way.
Well, it's better that way if you're living the life of like a single person and having these sexual escapades that us married people need to listen to.
Did you guys catch that tea in the car when they said that Shannon's paying $12?
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down. $12,500 for rent.
That's completely ridiculous.
Exactly.
I did hear about that.
That is wild.
That is way so much.
$12,500 every single month.
I mean,
well, half of what she's going to get is going to go for rent, obviously. She needs to downsize again.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, there's so many cute, other cute spots, too, that would work.
But. Over by Disneyland. In Anaheim, I'm sure you can find something like $2,000. Kelly has gays around her, so I feel like this is why she talks about no names, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the other girls, they need some gays around her, around them, so they can, you know, they will lead you in the right direction.
Tamara did, and then the guy got canceled.
Yeah, but her gay wasn't that good.
Yeah, he wasn't that great.
And I feel like... Mm. I feel like I'm going to get some stuff for this. But I feel like now that Tamara's more religious, I don't feel like she would be more, you know what I mean, all about having the gays around. Sorry, keeping it real.
Good point with Kelly and the fact that I see that aura around her. It makes sense now. And I don't really think of, because I'm gay too, and I don't think like, oh, they're gay or whatever. But I get like a vibe from her, and now I get why. Because
she's total like.
She's very open.
Yeah.
And not that the other women aren't, but I definitely see more.
They're not saying they're not open, but I, you know, they're just keeping it real. Like, you know what I mean?
They're more inviting. She's more inviting.
Exactly. I could just see it more.
Yeah.
And Vicky's cool and inviting, but you know, obviously from what we saw in that last episode at her at Ondelez, she's pretty judgy. She's kind of judgy right now, so I don't know how she would feel about everything. You know what I mean? I'm very cautious when it comes to, when people are very overly religious, I just automatically feel like the judgment wall has to come up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like a guard.
Yeah.
You know?
Steering away from religion, I think that with Vicky, what we're seeing on this season is like your best girlfriend that's in a relationship with a guy. And you can't.
And they're different now. And once you they get into a relationship.
Yeah. And then if he isn't at the party or if he isn't at the wedding reception, you got your girl back. And that's who we need to see. Like, that's what I miss from Vicky. Like, seeing
but
her
we
really.
Didn't get that
we
girl
don't
back.
Get
we haven't.
It.
Didn't
we
get,
haven't.
We didn't get her back.
Do you think we'll get it, though, after she gets the ring? Because I feel like that's all she's constantly thinking of.
I don't know. It's kind of Desperado. It's kind of turning me off.
She probably needs that, like, stability in her life, and she
doesn't
have
seeing,
it fully.
We're yeah. seeing little previews. Like, when she brought up the blowjob thing, it was really, really funny. You know what I mean?
That's
when
because they were he was there. I feel like she lets a little bit more loose when he's there.
That yeah, is true.
And it was after she drank the little fireball, though.
She didn't drink it. I didn't see her drink
she
it.
She doesn't it. Hit you instantly.
She did. As soon as it hit, as soon
five
as it hits
later,
for you.
As soon as it hits your lips, woo! Panties flying off.
Game
oh
over.
Lord, help us! Take
no,
the wheel.
No, no. I honestly feel like I don't know. Vicky has not been the same for a minute.
She hasn't,
and I feel like she's did take a lot of blows, but you know what I mean. She also wasn't the best friend to everybody, so. I'm just glad that she's back in with everybody, but I want them to have fun authentically.
Maybe we might have to wait another season.
I feel like her and Tamara are kind of getting there. Sorry, I had a little ear itch. But I don't know. At least she's kind of focusing on something fun.
Yeah.
And she's focusing on Shannon's sex life or her non-existent sex life. So she's mm-hmm. like, she needs somebody that's going to give it to her all the time.
That's all we kept on hearing. She
and that's all I could think about with Shannon getting laid. It was really weird.
It was so weird. That's all I kept thinking about, too. It was nasty. It was nasty.
Don't hold back.
I know. I was like, Vicky
is saying that she's feeling under the weather, so she's going to go, and it was kind of weird. Yeah. The girls were kind of, I feel like Tamara was going to say something about it. But then, when Emily left...
That's when it got real good.
You know, she... I wish Emily would have just, you know, she plays the game well at home, but I wish she would have played it better with the women just because you planted the seed right before you left. How could you say to the girls, oh, I gotta go, Shane's at home, you know? Bam, you just planted that seed. So as soon as you leave, they're going to talk about Shane.
Maybe it was part of the plan. Like, I'm onto this Emily, and maybe that's why I'm obsessed with wanting to get to know her and what her buttons are.
Come in,
you know,
to AfterBuzz, Emily.
Maybe that's part of the course. And honestly, I wrote down here, she said that Shane is not going to apologize.
I love that.
So
I love that for the drama aspect. Mm-hmm.
We're not
going to
hear an apology at all.
No one's going to apologize for nothing. But Shane... Honestly, Shane needs to apologize.
I don't think anybody should apologize. I feel like Gina was on the right track in the beginning. It's just something
Shane
that happened.
She was on the right track.
You know, she was like, let's just let it go. It was just something that happened.
Oh, yes.
Even,
in the very beginning.
Yeah,
but then,
even Emily was outside like, he's a dick, you know, he's just pissed. But the kids are going to bed, so you should just go home.
But then Emily didn't let it go because clearly she called the next day all the girls and told them what happened. So it's just like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
he had his moment, that's for sure.
What doesn't matter. Like, the seed has been planted. And the tree's growing no matter what. Because the girls are giving it water. So we're going to talk about it. The girls are going to bite. It's like throwing a little bait out there in the ocean.
It's kind of nice that we have something to talk about. I'm sorry. I feel like it is, you know...
I don't want to talk about Vicky's faux attitude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want like faux more stuff. And guys, make sure to, when you guys are watching, we want to know your thoughts, so make sure to comment in our comment box. I just want like more stuff. So I'm fine with talking about Shane. Let's bring him in. He signed up for this, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, Shane, come in with Emily and talk about how you're not going to apologize. Woo!
Yes.
I love it. But you know what? The one thing that I will... say, no matter what we think about Emily and Shane or whatever he did, the one thing that we can take away from this entire situation is that what we can say is they're home with the three toddlers and the boys. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. And all the girls were like, oh man, I don't know how I could do three toddlers right now. Because all the women have had kids before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they know what it's like.
Gina has three kids too, and those look like little rascals. Like the fact that she was like, as we saw in the little preview, how the kids kept on smacking Gina's face as she was having a conversation with Tamara. It was like, what? Someone needs to control these kids. If I would have done something like that in front of my mom, are you kidding me? I wouldn't see the end of the day.
Well, like, you were raised differently. You were raised by a Latina.
I was. Salvadorian Latina. But, so, I mean, it's just like she needs to, you know, have that character. And, yeah. And...
Well, the girls are definitely in there and they're throwing all of their senses in. And I just feel like Shannon is bringing herself into it because I feel like she can relate to trying to be a good wife and trying to make everybody mm-hmm. happy. But I'm just not sure if that is the way to go. And I'm not sure all the girls are going to feel the same way as well. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on bringing yourself into the situation like Maite was talking about earlier. Shannon is comparing herself mm-hmm. to the situation. And she's like, you know what? If my husband came home early to watch the kids and I was out at a bar, I would feel like I would need to go home as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's a married thing. Like, if you're married, you kind of understand that because you pick and choose your battles. Mm-hmm. And you don't want your husband to fight with you about you being at a bar and he was out at work all day and he's watching the kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you guys think about this?
I think in a marriage, you kind of like... I don't know. I think it's a give and take situation. And there's certain times where he could go out with his friends and you should be able to go out with your friends too. I don't know. I think it should be just play evenly. I would feel bad if I were to leave the kids at home. But at the same time, I'm like, geez, I need my time. I need my girl time.
Gina
like,
says she needs it.
I cannot. Yeah, you cannot. When you spend the whole day doing that, you kind of lose yourself a little bit. Even if when you're working at a job. I mean, not to compare kids to like a job that you hate, but like...
It's a job at home too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a never-ending job.
It's a never-ending job. But non-paid. It's just like... You know, you're in that situation and you need a break.
I agree. I think it definitely comes with balance. Like, a healthy relationship should have, like, 50% of the time with doing other things outside of your normal day-to-day. So I agree with you.
Well, what I can say about Gina for now is that I can't wait to really dive into that situation. We're going to find out more about this unorthodox position that she's put herself in with her husband. I can't believe she doesn't even know where he lives and she's never been to the apartment. That is crazy.
Have we seen a scene with Gina and Kelly, just them two whooping it up?
No.
Because those two need to have a scene.
Gina and Kelly, they would be a lot of fun. But no, for now, it was just what we got was Gina sticking up for Kelly, which was nice. But I do feel like it's going
to
come.
They need to.
We're at
they
the
need
beginning to... of the season, you guys. We haven't gotten to I the keep trips.
Yeah. Do we it's think that the season is moving too slow?
That's what I was going to say.
It might be moving a little too slow. You know what I mean? You know, it's just the past seasons have been, we've been dealing with the same drama and we've been dealing with
divorces.
Trying to get Vicky to admit that she was wrong for like 3.5 seasons. And it's just been exhausting. So
and her apologies for like ever.
And her Vicky apologies. Yeah. So I feel like we're at a better place with two new housewives. I like this Shane drama. I too agree with Thomas. Yeah, we do need it. So
come
let's
on, Shane.
Just do a poker. Let's do another poker night.
Yes.
Let's get drunk again.
And Emily's again.
Let's involve all the husbands.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to talk about the milkman. Are we going to talk about the milkman?
Well, Before we talk about the milkman, I want to just let all of our viewers know, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe. Maite is laughing here.
I'm sorry to see you.
Why are you laughing? It's Halloween-y.
I know.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot what the theme song is. Someone said it in my New York show.
No, she knows.
Icebox.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and they commented. People commented.
All right. By subscribing to our channel, you guys, by subscribing to our YouTube channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because guess what? They're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. We have so many. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. We will, right?
We'll shout you out. We thank you.
Yep. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the...
ESPN of TV Talk.
Yay!
I can't with you guys. Back to me. Back to the crisis.
I handled it. No kidding.
Check.
Tamara and Vicky are getting their eyebrows tattooed. Microbladed.
Very common.
Have you done this, Maite?
No, I can't. I can't do microblading. It's
because if you don't like the shape, it's permanent, right?
Exactly. And then you have to make sure you know exactly who you're going to, because if you don't, then it looks really like messed up.
Yeah.
Well, girls that get their eyebrows bladed together stay together. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
They're talking about everyone as usual, and it seems like it's back to normal. Tamara is definitely the bone collector of this franchise. She's going around.
I agree.
I love that she's bringing up Shane and Emily and Gina with everybody that she's with. Mm-hmm. Kelly is on a date. And Shannon is going to court, but first she meets with her lawyer. 17 years of financial control. And now she's going to court. David has not hired an attorney, so this is going to be bad. And I think they knew going into it that this was not going to be good for him because he was kind of shooting himself in the foot. Mm-hmm. And obviously we see what happens. Let's talk a little bit of this ending of our episode. What do we think about Shannon and all of this drama with the court stuff? What do we think about Kelly going out there and dating men that like to talk about food?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with the milkman. Talking
about the milkman since we started.
Oh my God, that milkman. I mean, those shorts were a little too short, right? But it was very pleasing to the eye. I loved how she showed the side of her actually going out on a date and not making out as she was that first time around when she brought the other guy around and we heard all the...
I would have rather made out with him than that other guy, though.
Yes.
That other guy was not the business.
But he was a doctor, so that's why she probably did it.
That does help.
But, yeah. Yep. But
pull out that black Amex.
Ow!
Just kidding.
Swipe.
But I thought he was really attractive. They come off more as friends than as lovers. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. But I would be like, let's just sleep with each other anyway. Then we can be friends.
Yeah. And he asked her too, like, how's your dating life going? And I could tell they weren't affectionate. She wasn't holding his hand. She wasn't being affectionate towards him. I would have been all over him.
I know.
I could see.
What do you think threw her off? Because she was giving him the craziest looks.
Kelly?
Yeah.
I think Kelly was a little bit, and she doesn't really get intimidated, but I think because of how his appearance, and I just see her vibe being a little bit different. She's more like whatever with the last guy, but this guy is like hot property. So
he was trade, as we call him.
Yeah. Trade. She was sweating. You can tell she was glistening and sweating.
But good for her. She's definitely in the right direction.
Exactly. Get back on that saddle, girl. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
And come to AfterBuzz TV, please.
Exactly. Let's go eat. Let's go to the OC. I want to go eat at the Quiet Woman so bad.
Oh, my God.
This
isn't my place!
Oh, God. Yeah. If we were on Bravo, that montage would have came on.
As like our go-to.
Yes,
that we want cool. The Quiet Woman to sponsor us. Send us some food. Oh, we love to epic. Eat here.
Have a mukbang and just eat here.
Exactly, it would be great. I want to eat everything that the girls ordered, mm-hmm. including the cocktails,
including the plate that flew.
I know.
Do you have the plate that broke? Can we bring that, please?
Can we have
Should
it?
Be in the clubhouse.
Yes. Next to the bunny.
Ben is his name, and he's shaking things up with Shannon. At least she has a man in her corner because David has turned out to be such a piece of work. I was reading Twitter, and the comments were out of control. People are talking about Shane and they're talking about David. Those are the two men of the Brava OC that are just trending on Twitter right now. Mm-hmm. So make sure to follow me at Hollywood Leon and let us know if you're team Shane or if you're team Gina by the end of the episode, please.
Should we get to tweets?
Yes, let's get into our tweets. We have lots to talk about. Make sure to tweet us so we can shout out your tweets. Mm-hmm. Hashtag it AfterBuzz.
Okay, so I pulled these out. And again, guys, if you're listening, if you're watching, and if you want to be featured on our after show, please make sure to tag AfterBuzz TV. We will pull your tweets and put them on our show. This one's from Bravo is Life.
Oh, she follows me. I love this account.
Yes, I hope you're listening and watching. Am I the only one that hopes there is some video... There's something that's blocking the screen, but yelling. Some Shane yelling down the staircase at the poker party. Please show it on the reunion. Hashtag RHOC.
Oh my God.
I am too waiting to see that there hopefully will be something or a reenactment or something. We need something there. But thank you, Bravo is Life. We all agree here, too, that there does need to be footage of that.
It would have been amazing if Gina pulled up and then grabbed her phone and started recording everything.
Oh, Andy is going to want to know everything that happened.
They've already called production and like, pull up any footage that you have at the end.
Yeah.
Is there any sound?
Uh-huh.
Was anybody mic'd? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to want to hear how intense this scream was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And tell her to get out! Mm-hmm. You know what, though? I have gotten some tweets already that people are like, really? You know what? I agree. He's watching the kids. It's 10:35 at night. They're going to bed. Mm. I would have told her to get out, too. She was really screechy and annoying.
Well,
and
I think the way that he did it, because they're making it sound like he came storming with this, like,
he did venom. It from the upstairs balcony. You know, like, when you go upstairs rude. And you're like,
yeah.
Get out!
Yeah.
Yeah. It came off rude. So I think, yes, he could have told them, but at the same time,
yeah, even it's Gina, the way. Even Gina mentioned it, too. She was like, if he would have approached me in a nice way and come to me and straight to my face and said, hey, the kids are trying to fall asleep, do you mind please being quiet? She would have understood, and she said she would have left. Mm-hmm. But the way that he did it was just, like, absurd.
She was really wild, though. Let's not forget, Gina was really...
She was. That's why I got those tweets that wild. Some people were annoyed with her and that she was really screechy. And then I got the tweets that were like, no, Shane was out of control. And have you been reading the Twitter feeds? Because yeah. Emily's been responding to some of the tweets like, that was not nice.
A good poll would be to see whose side people are on.
I'm going to do a poll on our Twitter. Leanne, do a poll. We'll reveal it at our next episode mm-hmm. 6, because obviously this isn't going away.
Unfinished business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, Randy Haas, our dear friend, says, I really don't understand why Shannon had the judge lower the amount David was ordered to pay mm-hmm. for a month. David has been absolutely awful in her. Take the $30,000 a month and run. Hashtag RHOC.
Why settle for $8,000 less?
That is a huge difference.
That's a huge
chunk.
She
has three kids.
Her rent is $12,500.
I know.
Which is completely ridiculous. That's like my entire salary for the year.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's so sad to see her do that.
It's really expensive to live in California.
Yeah, but spending $12,500 and is unnecessary.
So, Black Amex doctors, please take me out to dinner.
Is your boyfriend hearing this?
He's probably watching. Hi, babe. let's
have one last
tweet.
One. Yes, one last one. Sarah Nicole, can we talk about the evolution at Kelly Dodd? I don't know if time or divorce or personal growth or all of the above, but Kelly's energy is all positive and fierce. I want to have a drink with her.
Same. Yeah!
I think we all want to have a drink with her.
Girl code. She's so funny. Exactly. Blowing on the glass at the Quiet Woman. Yeah.
She definitely has a lot of positive energy going on.
Do you remember
when she was blowing on the glass? I'm sorry. Kelly Dodd, I love you. You are so funny. We need to have Kelly coming up to AfterBuzz.
Are you kidding me?
I'm
going
to have to reach out again. We need to have the girls come in.
Please, Kelly. Like,
I think
understand.
Kelly would come in. You know what I mean?
How much fun we would have. Like, it would be absurd.
Tamara and Vicky should come in. We're not getting them cars service. They need to just come in.
Right?
What's up?
We'll be all cut fitness out.
I feel like Shannon should come in, too. We're right down the street from Jeff Lewis. She's over here all the time at his house. And, you know, Jeff Lewis is contracted to have a lot of Bravo celebrities on his radio show every single week. So it's like, stop on by and do the after show as well. Mm-hmm. Let's get into news and gossip. We have a lot to talk about.
All right. So for news, we have this article saying that Kelly Dodd claims Vicky had a friend spread lies about her and Tamara Judge.
We talked about this in our news and gossip last episode.
We did.
But talk about it, because maybe you'll reveal some of them that I didn't.
Yesterday.
What's his name?
Corey
something. Yeah,
Corey Larrabee's
profile. He's claiming he already filmed with Vicky. I mean, he filmed with Kelly.
Yeah, she says, this guy is harassing me and making false accusations. He needs to be stopped, this lunatic. Stop stalking me. He is best friends with Vicky.
And he showed the receipts of his DMs with Kelly. We talked about this in the last episode. That he's basically saying, oh, you're a drunk. I filmed with you at Coda Insurance last year. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter. I feel like trolling on Instagram.
But Vicky is saying that it's not true. And she's dismissing the claims, saying she had nothing to do with it.
What are they possibly fighting about right now that this post-show? Because right now they're good on the show.
Right.
They're not fighting about the Michael thing. So obviously we have a lot to cover. There's going to be a lot to unveil throughout the entire season. So make sure you're keeping up with us every single Monday. And that you're following us on all our social medias. Because we're constantly tweeting about this stuff.
And we need more comments.
Yeah, we need more comments. And we're talking about on our social medias what we're going to be discussing throughout the week and what's happening, because everything's happening in real time. So make sure to keep tweeting us. We have a little bit more news and gossip. Maite, keep going.
Yes. So, you know, you were talking about Jeff Lewis and Shannon Medore being there. And so she was on his talk show and she revealed that she went to go see a plastic surgeon and she's thinking about getting a breast augmentation.
Ooh, girl. Shannon.
Thinking about making the girls bigger. She wants to go triple D. No, I'm kidding.
Like,
I'm joking.
Oh my.
She said that she needs a breast, a boob lift, and she wants to get them looking at a nice size, but she says she wants them small. She also says she doesn't need them big. That's not her. She doesn't even know what size. And she was also saying that she was surprised because she didn't think that she actually needed them because they sit up nicely.
Well, I don't know. A lift would be nice. I feel like it's going to give her the mojo and the confidence that she needs. And
yeah,
stuff.
Whatever you need to do, girl, do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, a little, you know, sometimes we all go a little splurge on something.
Yeah, especially if she's single, you know?
Treat yourself.
And she is a very beautiful woman.
Especially with that $22,000 a month.
I know. Yep.
Are her kids like 17? That's going to end soon, right? Or is it a spousal support, actually, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The $8,000, though.
That's such a huge difference. Why would she do that? After he cussed her out and said, "Are you happy, Ben?"
Yeah.
I got that from Thomas.
I don't know.
Can you do it for us? What did he say?
No, you did it best.
you did it really funny, too.
I really wish that David would have continued to be a jerk so he could have gotten arrested by the bailiff. It would have been
Yeah, it would have been big.
It would have been very the
people's
court.
That's how you know that Shannon has a really big heart, and I think that's why a lot of people resonate with her, and that's why she wins my polls every week.
I would have went back into the courtroom and been like, you know what? Can we scratch everything we just talked about? Because he just cursed me out and mm-hmm. almost assaulted me. Mm-hmm. I want my $8,000 back.
Yeah, instead of 30, I want 60. That's what I would have said.
Maite did want 60.
I did. I was like, are you kidding me? $8,000
you know
less?
What? It
no,
happens.
Go back.
It happens. The actor from Grey's Anatomy, the really beautiful guy, Jesse.
not him. It wasn't Jesse Metcalf.
It's not Jesse Metcalf. It's
I know who you're talking about.
Jesse Ferguson? No, it's not. That's the guy from Modern Family.
His name doesn't start with not Jesse.
He is ordered to pay his
really hard.
It is Jesse Williams.
Oh.
Jesse Williams, he's ordered to pay his wife $100,000 a month.
God.
But he has this whole like Hollywood drama.
He left her once he got
famous.
And he's got a hot girlfriend.
So out of line. You guys, that is our after show. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot that's going to happen throughout the next couple seasons. Let's do predictions real quick. What do we think is going to happen in the next episode with Emily and Gina? Do you think they're going to get along?
Something tells me that they are going to get along, and I'm kind of hoping I'm wrong because I want Emily to show us a different side to her, and I want there to be a little bit more of a conflict because there's not really a conflict going on. And I did start off the season saying that I wanted things to be positive, and things are, but it's getting a little... I need a little bit of something.
So you want some negativity.
Not negativity. I just need a little spice in my soup. That's it.
I think they're going to let it go for now. But then I think that Emily is going to do something again against Gina. And then it's going to all come back. And it's just kind of going to be a little ripple effect until the reunion.
I want Shane to make an appearance because we're talking about him. And he's the main reason why we're even having this discussion. So I would love for him to come on camera and talk to these women.
Shane, we're waiting for you. Emily, we're waiting for you. Hopefully that everything will be worked out with everything and they will be here. I'm predicting that they are going to kind of squash it just because I've gotten the feeling that she is kind of being a little neutral. Mm-hmm. She did tweet a little bit earlier that she's Team Gina and Team Shane. So actually, she said Team Shane first. Team Shane and Team Gina. Mm-hmm. So maybe she is keeping the peace. Who knows? Maybe it'll all go out the window and we're totally wrong and they'll just start fist fighting on the floor.
That's what I think.
We'll see. Well, Shannon storms off on the next episode because she's really pissed off at Tamara. So that's going to be interesting. Another montage to Shannon leaving.
Yes, we hear a little audio clip of Tamara going, "Don't blame it on me, Shannon Bedore." Who's mad?
Tamara.
I think Tamara's
mad at Shannon.
I know, because Tamara's talking about something, but what are they talking about again?
They didn't say what they were talking about.
So we have to watch.
It was a teaser. It was a teaser.
Teasing. We have a lot to,
we'll have a lot to cover.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to cover next episode when we get down into the dirtiness. I feel like now that everyone's talked about this Shane situation, when they meet up again, they'll have some more fuel in the tanks to play off that. So hopefully we'll get a little fire going.
We need it.
We need to shake it up. After Buzz and Orange County. We thank you for downloading us and for watching us. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne. Leanne Castillo, you can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leanne. And check out Born This Way on A&E on Wednesday.
Woo.
I'm on it. It'll be awesome.
Exciting stuff.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's called Your Time with Thomas. And check out my social media accounts at Thomas Rulina.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And catch me Shaws of Sunset Thursday nights at 9.
Real Housewives of New York City, Dorinda Giovanni, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Giovanni! Bye after buzzers.
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.